All right, Deontay Thompson joins us. Buffalo Bills wide receiver here on SB Nation Radio and SBNationRadio.com. Definitely an experienced wide receiver, and he joins us right here on Sports Saturday. The first thing I want to talk to you about is dealing with multiple quarterbacks, because you, like some receivers in the NFL, have had to deal with different quarterbacks throwing to you. How do you deal with the change? How do you deal with the rapport that was once built but has to kind of be reset when you're being thrown a ball from a different quarterback?
I mean, the most fun thing is just chemistry and timing, man. You know, just being with a guy that know where you're going to be at. I mean, you know how his ball is, spinning his ball, you know how he throw the ball, and it's a whole bunch that play a part with it, man. It takes time. You know, you gel with a quarterback. Sometimes not that big of a deal. You know, at the end of the day, you still got to go play football. But when we talking about being great, being at a high level, I mean, just knowing, you know, when your quarterback know, okay, he going to take 3-4 steps on this route or this route, and he know where you're going to be at, nobody can stop you. That's one of the best things you can have.
How often are you talking to your quarterback? Like, just empowering him, supporting him, you know, when it comes down to perhaps having a few mistakes on the field, dealing with it, continuing to kind of reinforce him as the leader? Like, how often do you speak with him?
Yeah, all the time, all the time. I mean, not much on the phone and stuff when we leave work, but I mean, we at practice and stuff, you know, at work in the building. We're in the building all day, so we pretty much be with the quarterbacks and stuff all day, man. So that's the chemistry that's getting built all day throughout the day.
Could you put a finger at where you've learned the most in this career? Maybe, I don't want to put you on the spot and make you pick a team, obviously, but is there any part of the learning process in your NFL career that really stuck out and really made you a much better player?
I would say it's a progression, man. You know, just getting comfortable. You know, the more reps, more everything, just getting comfortable. It's more of a progression. As you know, more you play, more you're out there, you get more comfortable, confidence build up, and, you know, you just go from there.
You attended school in Florida, and obviously there were some winning ways when you were there. Is there a transition? Is there a process where you have to kind of, like, how do you deal with losing at the NFL level as opposed to what you were dealing with at the college level?
Oh, man. Man, it hurts, man. You know what I mean? You put so much into it throughout the week. I mean, it's something that you're pounding in every week, you're building up a game plan every week. You put so much time and effort into it. So, of course, it hurts at the end of the week. You know what I mean? No matter what. You know, I'm a guy, I don't like losing. So, after losses, I take them tough, man. You know, I just feel like it's, you know, it's a small opportunity. You put so much time into it, man. You want to take advantage, you know. So,